You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, you may have seen Greta Thunberg call out fashion corporations for greenwashing their products. Greenwashing is known as a marketing strategy used by companies in order to put forward a sustainable and ethical public image. However, fast fashion still continues to be prevalent within the fashion industry, and its ecological impact is devastating. I talked to Lisa McEwen, a senior lecturer in art and design from AUT, and an expert in sustainability in the globalized fashion industry on the matter.
Could you outline the impact fast fashion has on the environment?
Well, it's quite hard to define that apart from to say that I know anecdotally we keep hearing that it's the second most polluting industry in the world, and I'm not sure if that's accurate. I've actually looked for the original source of that, but there's a lot of information that continues to go around saying how bad it is. But what we do know is that they've done studies on things like the average amount of clothing that an American discards in a year, and it was about 30 kgs. So, you know, that's a vast amount of clothing. And it's, I guess the main issue is that we have seen a shift in how we view clothing. And it used to be, certainly when I was growing up, it used to be that clothing was something that you bought really carefully and you saved up for. And now with this phenomenon of fast fashion, which has only come about because of globalization, we now have fashion being seen as a consumable. And, you know, if you think about the word consumable, you think of consuming something. So food, yep, that's a consumable. But now we've got fashion and clothing seen as consumable items. So because it's so cheap, you can go and buy a top for $10, and it doesn't really matter if it falls apart after two washes, or if it's just for a crazy party for one night and you throw it away. So that's just a really unsustainable model. You know, we worry about things like plastic bags in the supermarket, worry about how long they take to biodegrade. Well, think about how long a T-shirt's going to take to biodegrade. Now, if it's 100% cotton and it's organic cotton, that might be okay. But if it's a fancy dress costume or a little party frock that you've bought from a fast fashion store, it's liable to be a mixture of polyester and other synthetics, and they certainly don't biodegrade in the same way.
So what are your thoughts on fashion companies greenwashing their products, stating that they are sustainable and ethical?
I have a big issue with it, and it happens all over the show. So you've got to really drill down about what their claims are, and you know, it's even happening in New Zealand with New Zealand companies getting A-plus ratings on the Tier Fund guide for having ethical product, and in some cases they have, but then you go to their website and they say they're ethical and sustainable. And you just have to look at the whole system of the fast fashion industry. So I mentioned globalization before. Well, the whole point of globalized trade, the way it made companies money was basically by, instead of, you know, we got rid of, well, America got rid of slavery, but then they turned it around and then it was just, well, let's keep the slaves in their own country instead of having them here. So essentially it was the same model. So, and by having sort of really murky supply chains, you have people making clothes for a really a pittance and really unsafe conditions. So from an ethical standpoint, it's really bad. But a lot of the reporting by companies about saying how sustainable they are, that's all done by their own self-reporting. And it's very easy to look at one component and say, we do this really well, and talk that up without looking at something else. And if you drill down deeply, you'll typically find that there's things, large things they're ignoring.
Yeah, so would you say that globalization and consumerism is definitely the root issue here?
Yeah, absolutely. Globalization was the enabler, so that enables brands to manufacture offshore. And if you wanted to keep manufacturing onshore, you just face the price competition. But I think we're going to get to a perfect storm eventually where, you know, that we're not going to have the oil to ship clothing around the world anymore. The IPCC report, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, their report came out last week, and they said that we've got to do something urgently. And I just think, you know, if we think that we can keep consuming fashion, which is just such a, you know, it's not even a necessity, And there's a difference between expressing yourself through clothing and consuming fast fashion. I'm not saying we all have to wear the same grey boiler suit and not over engage in looking different or belonging to a tribe by the way we look. We can do all of those things, but not by consuming the way we're consuming. So, and there are different ways around it. Secondhand is one thing to do, but you also have to be careful about that, because if you're buying secondhanders, that clothing is still being bought firsthand at some time. So we don't want to keep generating this desire for clothing.
And you bring up secondhand clothing, and the popularity of thrift stores around New Zealand has been on the rise since COVID, notably in Wellington, and I think I do believe in Auckland as well. And what are your thoughts on this rise?
I wouldn't say that it enables fast fashion. It does. I think it can enable some level of consumption. But typically the stuff that ends up in thrift stores is usually not the very fast fashion. It's not the extreme fast fashion. Because that stuff typically, after three washes, isn't very good anyway, and thrift stores won't even want to take it. So if I go to some of the thrift stores in Auckland, you can still buy 70s garments and things like that. And ironically, that was before globalisation. So that's when things were made out of much better fabric and made to last, because culture then was to make clothing. Clothing was an expensive item, so it was, it was made to last, and you didn't expect to buy something new each week. That's just a really new phenomenon. So as long as what's going into the thrift stores and people are reusing garments that are made to last, I have no problem with it, and I think that's a really good model.
But yeah, is there any more points on how we can reduce our impact? Is there any more ways we can?
There's one thing that a couple of my students have mentioned to me, and that's about the democratisation of fashion that happened through fast fashion. So the good thing about fast fashion is it made it affordable for everyone, and so there wasn't this us and them about who could look presentable for a job interview, for example, or you could buy something cheap enough that would pass off and look, could look the part. It might not last as long, but I think the point, and I've been sort of wrestling with this idea and thinking, there's truth in that. So I guess the if you don't have a big enough budget, I mean, I'm in a position where I've got a budget that I can support a New Zealand designer making a garment made out of organic cotton, but not everyone's got that budget to do that. So if you don't, I think thrift shop is one good place. And the other thing I would like to see people doing is just understanding that we don't need to have as many clothes as we currently have. This whole thing of jam-packed wardrobes, of dumping clothes into clothing bins, most of which don't go into charity shops, half of which just ends up in landfill.
After our interview, I asked Lisa if there was anything she'd like to add on the issue, and she really just stressed the importance of buying less and reusing clothes more.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.